Hi, and thanks for tuning in to today's episode, which is all about kitchen staging. So my name is Helen Jatan. I am with the Art of Preparation located in Barrie, Ontario. And I'm here today to talk about kitchens. So they say the kitchen is the heart of the home where people gather. It's important to give a first impression. Make sure that your kitchen, if it's not updated, to do some simple fixes. Now, if you've been in your home for, let's say, 15 or 20 years, your cupboards are probably in good shape. Most likely could be an oak cupboard, which is not so popular today. So a simple way of fixing that is to hire a professional painter. Depending on the size of your kitchen, could run you a couple thousand dollars, maybe less, depending on the size of your kitchen. But let's say a kitchen that's maybe 10 by 10 might cost you $10,000. And what they do is they'll clean all your cupboards and, depending on the material, prime and paint. And another good tip is to take a look at the handles, which you could buy some new hardware and put something a little bit more trendy to keep it current. So, however, though, if your cupboards are older than that and are broken and that, you might consider looking at redoing your cupboards. You can get full kitchens at IKEA, for example, for, you know, under $10,000 installed in that. So those are a couple options for you. Other things to look for is your appliances. So the standard today is stainless steel. There are some newer ones. I wouldn't go out and buy new appliances unless they're in bad shape. Maybe if you have some older white appliances, you might consider that. But people don't expect brand new appliances when they walk in the door. So as long as your stainless steel is in good condition and very well cleaned, things to make sure that the counters are in good shape. Lots of people like granite and quartz and that, but if you have a nice laminate type countertop, as long as the color is neutral, then you can work with that. There are some products as well that you can purchase that you can roll a paint and sort of a marble effect on your countertops as well, and that will run you under $100, including your time to do it. If you don't have time, then you can hire someone to do that for you. There's lots of options for a kitchen countertop, but you know, things like hunter green and pink and things like that, those certainly will turn people off. So whether you like it or not, it doesn't really matter. People don't want to come into a house and start spending money on replacing countertops and cupboards and things like that. That's a big project. And when you're renovating a kitchen, then it's difficult to work, especially, you know, you have kids and meals and things like that to prepare. So take a look at your cupboards. The refrigerator, of course, simple thing, like make sure there is nothing on your fridge. So no calendars, no doctor's appointments, no kids' pictures. Make sure that everything is removed from the fridge, including the sides of the fridge as well, and anything on top of the fridge. So if you use it as a storage area, make sure that's all cleared and nothing is laying around on the top. Another thing too is small appliances that you might have on your countertop. Keep it to a very minimum. So basically put your toasters away, your little ovens, like mini ovens and things like that, spices, food, all of those things that take up space on the counter, because the objective here is to show them how much counter space there is. And if your counter space is small, then it makes it even worse. So if you want to put like a nice stylish coffee maker, in terms of decor for the countertop, I'd keep it simple. I'm not really all too crazy on making props, like putting fake fruit and vegetables or wine or whatever it is. That's not really realistic. So no one props their kitchen on a daily basis. So think about it. You know, you cook a meal and you clean up. Are you going to, you know, prop all this stuff for the next time you walk into the kitchen? No, it's really not realistic. It doesn't look staged, and you don't want it to look staged. You want to stage it, but don't make it look fake, okay? So some items you can put are some greenery. So it doesn't have to be a real flower, but real flowers are really truly best as long as they're, you know, not dried out and they look good. So if you are living in the home and you can maintain putting water and keeping them dust free, that's great. Or you can take a trip to HomeSense and pick up. They have the artificial flowers, which are all, you know, the pot with the rocks and everything. So you can scatter a few of those around the counter to make it for the decor of the countertop to give it some color as well. So fresh flowers is always the best in my eyes. You don't have to get fresh cut flowers, but you can always maybe even go out in your garden and cut some grass and put it in a nice vase. So that's very inexpensive fixes. Another item to look at is lighting. When you're in the kitchen, you want to see what you're doing and you're cooking. So make sure there's plenty of lighting. Your ceiling lights, if you have something kind of in the center, make sure that it's not low and people won't bump their heads. So depending on the height of your ceiling. So if you have like a regular height, 8-foot ceilings, you'll want to put something flush mount or semi-flush mount. So to light up the area, you know, the center and so on. Another thing too is if you do have an island or maybe just like a peninsula that runs off your countertops, you'll want to put some lighting there, and the lighting needs to be updated. So you can buy new lights for under $100. So get something that's current. People don't like old school lights, so a minimal investment is getting some more updated lighting that's current to trends today. So just take a look in your Rona flyer. Usually Rona have quite a variety with some good prices in there. Another thing too is if you have a peninsula or an island which has like a breakfast bar that you can sit out, make sure to put chairs or bar chairs in that. Not too many. You don't want it to look overstuffed. And if you have a large island out, just one chair looks kind of silly as well. So it needs to be proportioned. And it's not necessary to set up a table setting with a glass and a plate. Again, this is unrealistic. So it's like you're selling, you know, something fake. I don't know about you, but when I leave, I don't set the table for the next time I come. So keep it simple. Keep it realistic. You want it to look like it's lived in, but, you know, not lived in. So hope that helps. Thanks for listening in to today's episode on kitchen staging.